Panthers fifth round pick, Davion Nixon. Davion, welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you guys for having me.
Well, we're happy to have you here. Welcome to Carolina, man. Welcome to Charlotte. I don't know if you're in town. It is a ridiculously beautiful day that we're having. This is what you can come to expect living in the beautiful metropolis of Charlotte. But I got to ask you, man, we were just talking about your fall in the draft and how I was outraged on behalf of you after watching you punish people at Iowa. What, as we talk about draft weekend, what is going through your head as you start to fall third round, fourth round, and finally through the fifth round?
It's kind of like nerve-wracking at first. You just kind of sit there and you're just waiting and you're waiting and you're just hoping that, you know, someone calls your name. And then when you finally get your name picked, like I did in the fifth round, then it's like the most overwhelming thing in the world just to be know, like just to know you have the opportunity to get selected by a team to get drafted in the first place, you know. For me, it wasn't really about what round. It was more so where I'm going and who I'm playing for. So just having faith in God, who I trust, I just know that I got picked right where I needed to be. So,
you can admit it. Were you a little pissed? Like, once you got in, like, the early fifth round, were you a little pissed that you had fallen?
I was a little upset, you know. Of course, everyone felt like they should be in the first round. They feel like their potential is higher than the draft shows. But, you know, at this point, you know, it kind of is what it is. And I'm just, you know, happy and ready to get to Charlotte.
Davion, staying Norfleet here, man. Congratulations. I was not fortunate enough to be drafted. It doesn't matter what round it was.
Neither was I.
So you'll have that associated with your name for the rest of your life. Congrats and welcome to town, man. What has the coaching staff shared with you about how they plan to use you in this rotation and what your role will be here?
Right now, we haven't really gotten to too much depth upon that. Right now, I'm just too much learning the plays and trying to, you know, figure out the scheme of the defense first before, you know, I don't think they're going to be too much telling me of where my role will be just yet. You know, I think I'll be playing mainly three tech or nose. I'm not too sure. But we just got to wait and see.
Davion Nixon, Panthers fifth round pick here. Stan, I know you had another one.
I was just curious. He mentioned maybe it's the three tech, maybe it's the nose. Davion, do you have a preference? If they were to ask you, based on what you've done in your football resume thus far, where you would feel most impactful?
I would feel like I'm most impactful anywhere on the defensive line. Defensive end, deep tackle, D nose. You know, you put me out there and give me an assignment, I'm going to do what I need to do and execute. So anywhere I'm on the field, I feel like I could produce.
Davion, I got to know, man. I'm going to tell you, as a non-athletic dude, I'm never going to know what it's like when that first NFL check hits the bank account.
Oh, boy.
So I want to know, what are you going to do when that first check clears and you see that draft statement from your bank in your email?
I haven't really decided. I thought about, you know, putting a lot of that money away, saving it so I can build my mom.
There you go. There you go. And yeah, I love that. Go ahead.
And then invest into some real estate with my girlfriend. But right now,
so she's right there next to you. That's what I'm hearing.
No, she's not next to me right now. She's actually back in Wisconsin right now. I'm in Iowa at my house, and she's in Wisconsin helping out her mom and daycare. So. But that's the plan. The plan is to save as much money as we possibly can, invest in some real estate, you know, and grow our fortune enough to where my parents, her parents, my kids will never have to work for nothing. So that's like the plan right now.
And a PS5. Am I right?
I got one of those already.
You know he had one of those already. That's the voice of Davion Nixon, new Panthers interior defensive lineman, fifth round pick out of Iowa, joining us via the Technicom guest line. Afternoons on Sports Radio FNZ. That's Nick Wilson staying Norfleet here. You mentioned Iowa, something that I did not know at the time. I had to do my homework. Real quickly, the transfer, you originally went to Iowa Western, a school that I had not heard of, and made your way to Iowa. What can you share with us about that transition, and do you think that put a chip on your shoulder, and is that a product of how you produced this year Iowa, knowing football looks a lot different than some other places across the country?
No, it definitely is. It definitely is. So what happened was, the story is that when I was in high school, my senior year, Iowa comes to me. They give me an offer, but my grades aren't the best. You know, I'm not the brightest kid in school, so my grades were very bad. And I found that I had a learning disability, so I wasn't able to get the grades that I needed. So what Iowa did was they set me up with Iowa Western, so I could play a semester there, a year there, and therefore I would be able to go to Iowa afterwards. So that's how that happened.
Davion, you know, one of the I always hate asking this question because, it's just people saying things. But one of the reported reasons why you had a little fall in the draft was off the field. Yet I'm sitting here talking with you, man, and you just seem like a great kid. You just seem like, you know, you didn't say, I'm going to go out and buy the nicest car I can find. You didn't say, I'm going to go to the club and blow $20,000.
Oh, he is going to the club. Yeah. There will be a celebration. And Davion, I got your back, bro.
And Davion, the invite can be sent at Nick Wilson.
Quit begging to hang out with guys. Davion, ignore that part.
But I got to ask you, man, what is your response to the notion that part of your fall could have been due to off-the-field things?
Me personally, I'm not too sure what my fall was, you know, why I felt this way. It could have been a number of things of what I did when I was 4, what I did when I was 17, or something like that. It could have been a number of things. The NFL does a very thorough background check. So I'm not too sure, you know, whatever it is. I know that it probably was a mistake in my past and that I've matured and grown from it. And I feel like that's why the Panthers gave me the chance that they gave me and selected me. So.
Davion, having been out there at one point, and again, it's a totally different set of circumstances, don't get me wrong. When did you know, yeah, Sunday is going to happen for me, and I'm going to be as competitive on Sunday, so you believe. I know you got to have that in your spirit, but I like understanding from guys. Some guys know day one from the moment they pick up a football. When did it hit you, Sundays is going to happen?
I want to say that it really didn't hit me until probably my senior year. After I started getting a whole bunch of offers and looks from school, and then it hit me again when I was at Iowa Western and Alabama offered me. And I was like, well, Alabama's offering me. If I go to Alabama, I know I'm going to the league somewhere, somehow. But, so I feel like my senior year, around junior, senior year, going into my first year of college, it definitely hit home. Like, you know, we can make something special out of this. So,
follow this young man on Twitter right now at Davion Nixon. Although, Davion, I see you got the DMs open. I'd close those right now. Right? Remember, remember, we got to close those. That's a dangerous situation there. But no, really, man. Really nice to get to meet you here for a minute or two and get to know you. We wish you the best, and we're excited to see what you can do for the Panthers this year.
Thank you so much for having me.